AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Less than 2 years after his coronation, King Charles of Britain is diagnosed with cancer. Buckingham Palace isn't saying what type it is, but that it's unrelated to recent problems with the king's pancreas. Royal expert Alistair Bruce says King Charles will continue running things, but will stop his public appearances.
Approving an enormous number of documents and giving effect to various different instruments from government.
President Biden expressed his concern while campaigning in Nevada ahead of the primary election tomorrow.
Concerned about him, just heard his diagnosis, but I'll be talking to him, God willing.
Las Vegas was facing a hotel workers' strike, just as politics and the Super Bowl are gearing up this week. Here's our Haya Penjwani.
Six hotel casinos in downtown Las Vegas have struck a deal with union members and called off another strike. The tentative multi-year contract with the Golden Nugget, Binion's, Four Queens, Fremont, and Main Street.
Some members of the House are already rejecting a Senate package negotiated to beef up border security and provide funding to Ukraine and other allies. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's urging its passage.
Gaping hole in our nation's sovereign borders on President Biden's watch is not going to heal itself.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says the city's received record rainfall from the second atmospheric river in a week. Dozens of people have had to be rescued from flooded homes and vehicles.
Stay safe and off the roads.
Remember the little girl in Aurora, Colorado, pink tiara in her hair, crying face down on a hot pavement because police thought her mother had stolen a car. The family's just received a nearly $2 million settlement. Stocks ended the day lower. The Dow lost 274 points. This is AP News. Deliberations are underway in the trial of the Michigan mother charged with involuntary manslaughter after her son killed four classmates in 2021.
Members of the jury, evidence and arguments in this case are finished, and I'll now instruct you on the law. That is, I'll explain the law that applies to this case.
It's an unusual trial against a school shooter's mother, Jennifer Crumley, who's charged with involuntary manslaughter, accused of contributing to the deaths of four students in 2021. Prosecutors say she was grossly negligent when she failed to tell Oxford High School that the family had guns. I'm Julie Walker.
The Justice Department says it's changing the rules for state-run victims' compensation programs after an Associated Press report found vast disparities in how much black victims received versus whites. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.